Carrie Boucher, St. Petersburg, Florida, she, her.
Lauren Hendrickson, St. Petersburg, she, her.
Hexa, she, her.
Erica, Fayetteville, Arkansas, she, her.
Gladys, Los Angeles, she, her.
Sharon, New York City, she, her.
Nancy, Seattle, she, her.
And Jessica Maria Ross, Sacramento, California, and she, her.
Yes. Thank you so much. We're bound by this thing called time. This workshop would take about an hour. We're doing a real quick sampling. You know, part of doing the change we need is not only voting or getting people to run for office, but sometimes we have to occupy public space. And when we occupy public space, we're always asked to, you know, we need a group to stand in front of the ICE office or wherever, the police station or wherever. And it seems as though many times if there's not a can that's already created, I always have the need to get the energy going and create a chant. Then in putting and being a part of this culture thing, I started thinking, so this is the first time I've done this particular activity. I started thinking, what is in my culture that I feel that I want to share with others? I did danza for 3 years, indigenous dance, and the beat, one of the beats for this, at one point it was kind of a sacred, you had to belong to the danza group to learn all these things. Now is the time to let that information out, to share this beat that is known through all the indigenous communities in South America and in Mexico, is a danza beat. And, go ahead and grab a sonaja or a shaker or a... So instead of coming up with the... Again, this is kind of an experiment. And I know Carlos says, what, you're going to do something new that you've never done before? Well, when you're an artist...
Yeah. When are you not doing that?
And it is scary. But if you believe, it will come through. And if you're among artists and activists, they accommodate. So this is a danza beat that is in my heart that I've had for years and years that I want us to learn. Okay? And it's actually, and I only know two rhythms in my world. It actually goes... I'm going to give you a little hint. These originally were, that's an original sonaja. It's given to you if you have earned wisdom. And actually, I was taught by somebody in Mexico, I was playing it like that. He gave it to me. And that's where these actually came from. These maracas actually started as sonajas. Okay, so I thought to myself, okay, let's have a beat and put words to it. So I just did this week. So I started thinking of all the words that are meaningful for the work that I do. Resist, corrupt, equity, water, air, justice, mother, earth, alive. Those. So if you were going to do a workshop similar to this, and I'm sure many of you probably have done some workshops, just lining up words that want to give the message that you were trying to impart. And then I thought, well, using that beat, right? Actually, someone invented this one. Water, air, and land, especially water in the state, is sacred. My father was a water Nazi. We couldn't waste, growing up, I'm 71 years old, growing up, we couldn't waste one drop of water. Yet you can have abundant gardens and harvests here if you know how to garden in this high mountain desert. So again, it's done all the time, but we don't want to privatize, commodify our air, our land, and our water, which we already have. But again, we will stay fighting for the cleanliness and the ability to steward our mother, our earth. So this is, I just came up with this. So it was, don't sell, water, land, or air. Don't sell, water, land, or air. Can't own, water, land, or air. One of our other A students, overachievers, got this one. Belong, create, community now. Belong, create, community now. Mm. So let's go and do this. We'll do this twice, and then this twice, and then that twice, okay? So I want you, if you take anything away, that rhythm. If you can remember that rhythm, okay? 5, 6, 7, 8. Don't sell, don't sell, water, land, or air. Can't own, water, land, or air. Again, don't sell, don't sell, water, land, or air. Can't own, water, land, or air. Belong, create, community now. Belong, create, community now. Yay! So I'll get an A. The other rhythm that's in my heart, I don't know how many people in here dance salsa. Ta 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 ta. It's the clave beat of Caribbean music. And I don't know how to read music. So that's my notation of this. Pa 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 pa. Pa pa pa. Pa 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 pa. Okay. So again, we're using these words. Mother Earth alive, nature will survive. Mother Earth alive, nature will survive. So let's try that clave beat. So little, my sister here said, don't bother with the clave beat, it's too hard. Just stay with the danza beat, but I but I like the words. Okay, so ba 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 ba. Let's try it 5 times. With just the beat, and then 2 times with the words. I can't walk and chew gum at the same time. So, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Mother Earth alive, nature will survive. Mother Earth alive, nature will survive. Mother Earth. Alive, nature will survive. Eso, vaya. You won the test. As my daughters would come home from school, Mom, I won the test. You won the test. So, I know that was 7 minutes, but they haven't told us to stop. Does anyone have any comments or questions? Or?
I just want to echo, I do a lot of street art activism, like getting people to sing, and like just how important it is to be creating new chants. Like, I feel like when you're out there for hours, if you only have 3 chants that are the ones like that are just, you know, this is what democracy looks like. I'm not saying that's a chant, but it's just like, right, we need new things, and like just so how important it is to create these kind of spaces.
Thank you for saying that.
Yeah.
Because people who are afraid of the arts or think they're not artists, like our society has made us think, they're like afraid. And I was like, my sisters here, my youngs, they're all, I'm 3 times their age. No, don't do the clave. Don't do the clave. No, but that's part of what we have to do is take that risk, no? Take that risk. But you're a good artist. You're a good artist. What do you mean you just invented this? Someone had a question earlier, how do I do something like this in the street with my group? I mean, this is, I could put all of these in that cart, take it somewhere, and walk down the street and engage some homeless folks, or houseless, or shelterless folks.
It also invites the people around, like when people are just watching, and like if you're just marching or don't have anything, like but when you're like singing or doing kind of these kind of chants, like they just engage in a different way.
Way.
You know, like they're invited in.
Right. Well, it's liberating. It's liberating.
You'd be surprised how many people in the community can read their own chants.
Mm-hmm.
You're in the moment, you have a basic chance to work with, and then somebody brings something, somebody else.
Right.
Coming together. It's really empowering.
That's where the powers that be don't understand. That the more you give, the more you actually get. You can give things away, especially stuff like this, if you still have them. Because what happened in the sweat... Well, do we want to wrap up or do we want to try and do the last rotation for 5 minutes?
Yeah.
Okay. We'll stop right there.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Yeah, lovely.
I take pictures.
Alright, so really quickly, my name is Alicia. My pronouns are she, her, and hers. I am from Pecos, New Mexico, which is a little rural town north of Santa Fe. I guess I should just jump right into the beginning. So this is usually kind of attached to our part to be a little like tool of engagement. Sometimes we do have like kids that come up to us and want to interact with us, so we like to use this with them, and they're fairly happy with it. We like to ask questions that will enable us to learn information about them, about what they want in their community, and then we also kind of use it as an opportunity for educational data. So, does anybody want to speak? And the numbers on this wheel coordinate with cards, so there's some questions. Okay. Alright, so it looks like it landed on 10. Okay, 2? Let's do 2. Alright. What do you think can contribute to a more sustainable community?
Is that a question for everyone?
Yep. Anyone can chime in if you guys want to. Yeah, that's exciting. Did you ask? Oh yeah, yeah, definitely.
What was the question again?
So what do you think can contribute to a more sustainable community or economy?
Community-owned land.
Yeah,
so is that the wording you use for children, or are you using that just for us?
No. This is just for the sake of, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. We have, like, a different set of questions for
you
guys, yeah.
I'd be interested if we have time.
To hear the questions.
To hear the actual questions you used to engage in your community.
Yeah.
Yeah. Does that... Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So we usually ask children, I guess, more general questions.
Yeah.
So what do you like about your community? Yeah. What do you want to see in your community?
More concrete.
Things like that. Because that is information, too, that we can kind of like. And it also shows us what they know about their community, you know, and what kind of resources they can use.
And I'm curious. It says spin to win. What did you tell them to win?
Candy, usually.
Okay.
There have been ideas kind of thrown out there to give like flowers or like pins or stickers and things like that rather than using sugar. Yeah, but.
And the questions are made up by the facilitator, not the children.
Right. I mean, that's not a bad idea to kind of say, can you come up with a question or something like that, but usually it's kind of facilitated by whoever's working the wheel.
And there are 14 questions?
There
usually?
Are 14 questions.
That's a lot of questions.
Yes. Yeah, if it's like anyone just kind of coming up to the cart, we have 14 questions.
And when do people post their responses? Or do they share? Or how do you then like collect and gather that information?
So right now, I'm kind of doing it by memory, but there is also like the chance I've kind of thought of just kind of giving them something to like brainstorm their ideas, or just documenting it myself. So, but I think it'd be best to like give the utmost like attention to whoever is working with us, and you know, giving their time to talk to us and things like that. So, as far as the question though, my thought immediately kind of goes to focus on where we get our food from and who is in charge of like delegating where it goes and things like that. So in New Mexico we have kind of an issue with food, like families not getting as much food as they need and having that health education in there as well. So that's kind of what I would go to, and just focus on like maybe like local farming, teaching children how to grow organic foods, what's probably best to eat, or you know, how to preserve it, things like that. So that's kind of where my mind goes, because not only do you have that implication on the children to like for them to use themselves, you're also kind of building a local economy and putting more attention to local businesses.
So it's not my organization, but a friend of mine's. He wasn't able to come. It's called squaremile.org. If you want to look into that, it's similar to what you're talking about. They take empty abandoned lots and they convert them into urban farms. And then in the food desert, they grow food there, they sell to restaurants and into the local economy. But they only hire the local people to work the farm and to sell the food. And so it becomes circular. And so you have healthy food, you have money coming in, you have restaurants being served. And it always operates within a square mile from the center point of that farm. So they're about to open their store. It's a really beautiful concept.
Can you describe a scenario where you would use this? Like if it was a group of children, is it like at a school? Or, and is it a kind of a flow, or do you get a group? I mean, do we sit around like this?
So I haven't experienced this in school, but I know that we have kind of used concepts. Such as the groups where like drawing involved and things like that. So that has been used in schools. As far as like events, we have used this for Indigenous Peoples Day. So a lot of children were interactive with that, and it, there's a lot of children who like wanted to interact and learn about the baby. So it was really nice to see that they were kind of going to each group and like kind of doing their thing and having fun, but also like
No, thank you. Thank you so much.
And that ends the session.